Eu tô vendo, mãe. Tá bom. You see, in the sugya, there's really two separate yarns going on over here. There's an Indian of the levels of the chaylam and different halachas we gave to them. The special kizariah chazal made by a chaylam is a person cannot take medicine on Shabbos. True for medicine is also on Shabbos. Ma'amokim, lo'ilam sof, le'gmor, da'afim gimel beis. The Gemara says, the kizariah, what to speak of time on him? He takes some on him and grind it off. Rashi explains, that's how the Rishonim bring it down. The Ramlam and the Mechaber Saltov sit in Shincha Ches. The Bayam is that Tzichas Amonim, the Tzatoichin, Shchikas or Shchikas, 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 Shchikas Sam Amonim. And therefore there's an Isser, Mitzad, Gzeru Avonim, Gzeru Atzatoichin. Now, Gemara does discuss this Indian. What is the say behind the Indian and Nafir to an animal? Gemara discusses that the Machlokes by an animal, do we have the same Isser, it's sad putting a mess by a behemoth. More is maskana, it's more paskin, so it's not paskin that way. It's unless you're going to be making an animal, therefore can make it run around. There's no bayah mitzad before. The reason how the Mishabua and Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, the whole reason why it's also on a person, because the person is bohol, Rashi is washing into the person's bohol, gets overwhelmed by the fact that he has to take care of his tzarech, his mitzar. Or he has a chayil upon himself, he's overwhelmed, therefore we're afraid he's going to forget. All other people learn from him, and they'll do malachas, malachas their isis, mashenkin, on the animal, a person's not bohol. And since when you're not bohol, therefore we won't have a shash, and therefore by an animal will be makel. Not my mind, himself. Animal person, not bohol. No, it's a tzar for me. Fully tzar. And therefore we'll see, that's why you learn this Simon Shemchal Chet, or Nuis Eterim, that will apply this gedul and not bald, therefore it will be mekel. So again, so we have this taking medicine. Some of the swarm, my name will pass on GS, they discuss why in the world is machmer. The whole reason is because we're choshish, we'll take these herbs and these grasses and we might love making the medicine. As my name knows, the oilum is not bekeem, we cannot. We might not do it that way. We have our paper cap up, we have pharmacy to go buy it. And maybe he went to school and knows exactly what to do, but the Kolius, the Rav Am, does not, even though they got all the instruments, they got the material, what to make it, they have no idea what to do. And therefore, why is the Gzeira put upon us this money in the gate to Shrikas Amonim? My son is not Shaykh to Isra anymore. Therefore, those who want to hide this money, there's no Isra taking medicine. Should be no Isra. Because again, the whole Yisrael of the Isra is building upon, they will end up doing Isra, grind up and make it ourselves. No, but my name is no one can make it. But Iker, the Yechidim, the guy that goes to school, Chaim no, such a shulchan. And building upon that, the Binumus Tziru from Argo. That's the title. So he goes on saying, maybe the Gedru, they can be mevatel exert chomim. Torah Chesed, the Gedru, he says, is that Dafko when it is someone's gadol where chokmul beminyan. Maestro, but my name where 500 years after the Gemara, after the Shulchan Aruch. And the Maestro, after believe the Rishonim, and the Maestro, that's how it was, more than 1,000 years, or 1,500 years. So therefore, for that reason, the Chorot, since it's not good, but remember the Hakim of Batal Gzeirah, so he wants his first day, maybe he came about the Gzeirah, the Maestro was Gzeirah, we're not good on the Chokim, and he came about the Batal Gzeirah. So the Chaim, no. The Maestro, it really depends how the Gzeirah was set up. If the Gzeirah was set up as after Kono, this is what it is, and these are the swords that are Kono, so if you have after Kono. How he says the mice we see, we learn the whole time, Simon, we see when the svar does not apply, it will be makel. The example it says, you can put back the plaster that fell. Why? The shmul brings out from Rashi, because there's no gzeir shchilas amonim, because you did the erev Shabbos, you're not bohol. So you see when the svar doesn't apply, it will be makel. We can show adam kluran erev Shabbos. Why? Because for other person, it does not look like doing rechitza. For yourself, you do the heker, nikur, and therefore there's no chash, yelita, mice, shchilas amonim. So we see the whole entire Issa was set up with the Tam. It's not the Kona Ba'alma. It was the Gzeir with the Tam. And when the Tam is gone, he says, the Maestro will be Motor. And there'll be numerous cases, the Machabah Sib Mem Gimel discusses the case, but it's not Negeya, it's not Shash Shechat Samanim, therefore will be Mekel. So since whenever it's not Negeya Shechat Samanim, will be Mekel, we see it's not the Kona can take medicine. You can take medicine, when can lead to Shechat Samanim? I don't know specifically that Gemara, I'm not sure of the exact lines going on, but again, could be in that case with the takana. Here we see clearly the halav listed up. He's saying, even though we give me right in this case of the takana, and it could be the Sergei's machlokes, like Giloi, what is this uncovered no name? So now it's Michael, why could no nefashim? Going to say no, it's the takana, now he's there. We have to keep what Chazal said, Gilo's also with no name. So the Arsha thinks it's machlokes. We see clearly the halacha with the whole scenario was set up. Was set with the tam shabai. So the ma'aser, the tam is gone, should be mutter. Over here we see clearly that way. The whole sin is built upon. We have numerous attainments where the svar is not there. That means not the kona. We see it's built upon the tam shabai. So there are different ways of answering. Chaim Lo gets involved with one svar. One say it's true that maybe in the standing country in ma'aser we don't do skis amonim. It's only about makacha. But gets involved. He says the whole reason why I'll bring you a raya that you can you judge what is right now, he says, because the ma'aser, like we get about, there's another shayla. Why not is manenu? Can a person not take lulav and esrog? I might hold Gemara says al shemi give me my vidal amos b'shutzer rabin. Does manas ever know b'shutzer rabin? Don't know b'shutzer rabin. So therefore, want to. Therefore, the question is, how exactly do you look at it? Do you look at the makom you're in per se, or do you look at the whole entire world? So you want a taina, the ba'etzem true maybe over here you can't do it. But ma'aser are third world countries, and are Indian, Africa, and I guess you can assume those places, ma'aser, how they do it still the old-fashioned way. Therefore, you want to tie them, maybe look at the whole entire world. And the whole entire world, the ma'aser, is such a mahalas for doing it. Therefore, the gzera is not possible, because it is shy to do it. If you are in these places, there are people who do it that way. Ma'aser shy is. Oh, it's not a question again about, do you look at Roy, do you look at Mir, that's the shy they discuss. Also, why do you look at the whole entire world? It says it's the world that people don't look at Makam Bizman, look at your specific place. That's once why they want to say to take on the Chumrah. Why can you look at the world, third world countries? For a better reason.
Once you're looking at everybody, there's no, pharmacists in every town.
No, there's the only Yechidim. But when you have a Minam, also a set area, that's how you can start off. The Yechidim we know. The Yachidim we know. No, so the question is, Maiseh, the place you don't have a Shusri Rabbim, the whole city doesn't have. So the Maiseh says, why are we here to be... Why over here we map it? No Shus Ram. Let's say the whole Eretz is no Shus Ram. No. What? And I said, why we map it? It says the Ram says the Torah Chesed. You know what? The other places in the world they have it. So maybe it says you can learn from the rest of the place in the world. I got the Chaim Lechel Yishlo Chalak between cases. It says over here it can come back. And Mekacha, it's not coming back to this place. Once we have ready our technology, it's not coming back. So Yishlo Chalak can compare it to the case of the Al Shus Ram. No, we do find a term. But the mice is again, so we have a reason they want to tie them. First, we'll look at third world countries. A second, so they come along saying, so since we have it's true the mice that maybe the standard medicine not, especially it's becoming more and more common, is homeopathic remedies that people do get, and do go to these stores, they do buy these things, they do it themselves, they do take it, they do grind it, they do cook it, they do these things. But true, even though, even maybe in those days, they thought they were more advanced, comes back now, we're doing it more backwards, so we have the ties the mice, we start doing these things more at home than homeopathic remedies. We have another bio, back to the Issa over here. Voice of the Yaza, really, this is the Ikatam, is that Maisa, we're discussing the Mitzat Torah and Shaboy, but Maisa, numerous medicines, not that Mitzat Torah and Shaboy, says that the problem is that Machik, we see the Olacha, of smearing things on, the problem is that Losh, taking something that you want to make more substance, you have to make it together, putting it together. Says the Chodashani, not only Mitzat Losh, Mitzat Bishul, says the Rabbanah, not only Mitzat that, Mitzat Yisrael, you have to take a medicine from one place to another. So one thing about Vlad Dafka is that Tarikh Shabbai, but numerous malachos, is whether Bishul, Lightsaw, Allah, Mamakrik, Gudanimah, come out, every medicine shack, all these things, especially learning the Gedra itself. The Banner says, read a Moshe Chuba, Moshe Chuba can say the command of Purish, that we have to worry about all these things, including Bishul and Lightsaw. Therefore, anytime you want medicine somewhere else, get involved in Isser, there'll be a ball in it to do a Maisa Vaitsaw. So truly, those who want Taino, the Swar of Tarikh might not apply, but who says the Gedra that Tarikh? If we see the Shulchan Aruch, we're not shayach, shigas ammonim, echlam, there's no maisa shayach at all. None of lachas are shayach. But once is shayach taking medicine, the question is how to take medicine, is it which lach is it, or there are other lachas to worry about. True, the Shulchan Aruch, unless you can't say mitzat tarichin, but there's other cases. There's lach, there's machik, there's aitzah and vishul. What? They're gezer. Yeah, could be there. We don't have no right against that. Yes, could be there. They're gezer mitzat. No, Rashi, Sigur Salmon will be Gemara, they'll tell you, now they asked it. Now, we don't have any right that the Tam was taken. We only have a right that Tam is taking medicine. If you're not going to take medicine, we make it. What? No, because the other mice is nicked to you, it's to condemn. We only have a carrot. So those are the different stories. So the mice again, so... What?
No.
So that's first the svara. Just working off the svara. Don't get the halacha. So again, we have a maisa. We have those who want taino. Chaim Nom starts with the taino over here. Those who want to say the maisa is a svara from Mekel. The maisa that have numerous svaras. Chaim Nom himself wants to end up to be noichel ha'achmir. And again, they have three main reasons. One, the homeopathic remedy is one third of all countries. But the main taina that numerous halachas worry about chutzman in the ferichin. I saw official of halacha kedaima. And the local maisa, what to do? So the maisa, Banner writes in the sefer. He says even though the Tzadik Shulchan says what he says. Look quite to us. It says the mice and other place can bring it down. You don't find anywhere in the Mishabura. Moshe has numerous truths about medicine. And the Vada, he does not mitzitar at all, and therefore he cannot be Mekel. He goes away by Moshe and Shuvo. I found a shiny, he's seen numerous from our Mekel. Chaim Doz, Matkon is, they said they have to be Machmer, but he's mitzitar for Lahakul. The Chalkas Yaakov is mitzitar for the Sherm, to him by Lahakul, the Tzitzliyazer, or Lisnoya, Rubi and Sefer, numerous from mitzitar for numerous cases, Lahakul be Mekel. This is an example, a case that they discussed, Chaim Doz example. Is I discuss first of all when you have a Sovak Machalita Paiskim, he starts off first of all with the time that he can be Makel. Even more than that, the numerous times the person will get to the Chilish Aimba Sakon is basically someone needs bad rest. A lot of people on the sub exactly are they holding at that area or not? There's a great area, there's a place where you mix with Chilish you can't take medicine. There's a place the Chilish Aimba Sakon you can't take medicine. So when exactly is switch over, and sometimes people on the sub exactly where they're holding, they're not sure. So come on the Paiskim and discuss the two avenues to discuss. When you misopik, there's one negate to malacha, there's one to taking medicine. Negate to the malacha, if you can do a malacha when you have suffered chalish ein besakana, come along the machaliyo, bachal, and shuvo, and in tiny is the maisa, you have a chetkes iser. The whole reason why do malacha is not mitzad dechuyo. And suffik moitz midei vaday, and therefore you cannot do any malacha, he is mitzal the category mitzvah chali, not chalish ein besakana. Atal Hashemini, from his Amphus agrees and says, no, Malachas Savak Vadai, and therefore you can't do Malachas. Negate to Malachas, Machlokas, from his Amphus verse, Rapal. But negate to medicine, every breed is mortal. They come from different sources. One source of Falcom self kindness, he says, negate to medicine, best in medicine is Hutra, right? A boy is allowed to take medicine. A boy is allowed to take, he sees medicine in the cabinet, and he likes the alcohol content upon it, he wants to drink it, no problem. A boy is allowed to take it. So the etzim to hotcho came along chalav goyzin. Now even the suffik if you're chalishayim by sekonah allowed to take it or not. Says the Rafal. Even I hold the suffik chalishayim by sekonah. The maisik take medicine. Second tzvah says yabir ima yabir yosef suffik rabban lekulo. The third tzvah from the zamlish tosi says suffik kavadai. We come from the chaim and says this is where I am mistomich lokal. I'm not sure what the lock is by medicine is maneinu. The maisik when a person is suffik gives the chalishayim by sekonah not. Upon this, now the son of my swore and said, "There's no people do not take medicine where Chazal took it, and if there's no chash with my name, a shchiyah samanim." And based upon that, he wants to make him and say, "A son of Chalushim Basikona can't take medicine." So that's how he applies the halacha, and therefore the core. I think all the sources agree that when you have a suffer, you have Chalushim Basikona, as every type of mice does, he can't take medicine. Doing halacha is a shaila, but doing medicine the body can. So again, what the halacha negated medicine is vanenu among the malachim is a shaila of a mitzvah to swear or not. I've seen numerous malachim are mitzvah to time of swear that as a serum, as a sniff, they'll use b'chaim no swear. There is no issa medicine is vanenu. Another aspect we have discussed in the medicine is that what is medicine? Medicine pashas is it's to heal the sickness. You have something inside of you, germs, and you have to come and kill it. Let's say you're not coming to heal the sickness. You're only coming to take away the pain. But the sickness will still be there, and your body has to naturally fight it. Is that nichol ne'isr taking medicine on Shabbos? For example, they say Akamol in this country, Yaki Yosef writes in the Sefer, does not fight the germs inside of you. It's just a pain reliever. Aspirin is a pain reliever. It was zoo, it thins out the blood. You have a headache, you want to take alcohol, you want to take aspirin. What does it thins out your blood? You don't feel it. But the etzem just heals nothing, and your body naturally fights it. Except you, instead of you feeling it being naturally fought, and if you're in pain, it takes away the pain. So is there an issue of medicine where it's not coming to take care of the chayla, it's only come to take care of the pain? Maybe the whole issue is when come to take care of the chayla, you bulb, take away the pain, which is a bulb. So this is Eliezer, in Shuvah Chil Yidal, he wants to be like a local, he brings down also time loss for us. That maybe there's no medicine, and he wants to say, Echonami, a pain reliever, there's no problem. Now, the Achoinim, Malachim Achdim, are very stuck against it. You read the whole day Simon, and the whole day Issa sounds like, versus Bom, which had the pain, And numerous times it's being done a concept mitzvah paint in the whole by simon, and therefore the ikkar they want to argue and say no, the is over here is anything that makes person bowl, beside the pain, beside the chil, the sickness, the maaser hurts person, and therefore beside the medicine they'll take it. And the ikkar they want to argue the tzitzliyazer, but again the is a tzitzliyazer they throw out of there and want to make one pain reliever. But ikkar the place of lamachmer on pain relievers, you cannot take an aspirin, and you cannot take akmal on Shabbos. The Ibikar he seems to be making because he holds pain relieving is not an issue. That's the Ibikar. He says he's not the Jew, he kind of says, I have a time. No, but then others. The Ibikar saw him inside the. Taking down the swelling is healing it. Depends what you're doing. If you have a headache, there's no swelling. If you have a headache, if you have an infection, it's swelling clip. I don't know what aspirin does. The way how, again, Yad Yosef writes in the Sefer, the Akmol, the only thing it does take away the pain, there's nothing else. There's no healing process in Akmol. That's it. They argued in there. No, the question.
Well,
had a look at it.
I'm saying you could maybe all the questions
for the end. Again, so we come out better. We have this new sugya. We have been taking medicine on Shabbos. Now, over here, by now, we should have seen the etzim. There are five different levels in the Geit HaKoyla, and I'd like to be clear to go through the levels. The first thing we have to know is, when, at least at the end of this month, you walk out, you should know basically the five levels. What defines the five levels, what the luck of the five levels is, and the sixth thing is medicine, the sixth point of medicine. I'd like to go through clear what it is. Therefore, when you walk out the rest of your life, you have this avenue, what are the levels and how to apply it? First, the highest level is the Chol Yishush B'Sekhano. What is the Chol Yishush B'Sekhano? It's very simple. Anyone that has any chshash at all of a Kuach Nefesh, even chshash Rochok, even Echom Me'eloch, is Nich Degela a Chol Yishush B'Sekhano. That's the category. Now, what's halacha? The halacha is hazaris, hayis, and meshubach. Very simple. Even from halacha deraisa. The only question we had in Sifud Beis was if you have a choice of a goy versus Yisrael, what goes first? A goy Yisrael, machlok yisa poiskim. You have a choice of Yisrael, either yeshina, nada yeshina, also machlok yisa poiskim. The halacha about kol mashi rogel lachim be yimei cholki. If you want Shabbos, that's if dalit. That's the halacha comes out. You have bonus you can do. However, the rest is machmor less because of the mechazik himself. That means it comes out, it should be clear what's the law, what chayla sheish beit sakana, and ich shashwacha kazor hazim mashubo. The second level is sakana's aver. What is sakana's aver? You have to know the two things in the gate of sakana's aver. One is lav lapkas avor, any chelik muslim of the body, any set avenue, any set place, your liver, your lungs, your avor, that's the sakana's aver. The second thing is the gate to, is lav lapkas lose the aver, even if you lose part of the function of the aver. Meaning you walk around with a limp, even though the leg is still there and you have a limp, that's also sakanas aver. What the halacha is, also the Geir to Yisrael, a soul can only do it a Rabbanon, except by Shar Yisurim, the Shach holds you can even do it a Raisa, according to Pirkei Avot. And Mashiach and the Goy can do all the Raisas. Very simple. What's a Chodesh Eim by Sakana? If a person comes over to you and wants to know a Chodesh Eim by Sakana, you have to know five things. There are five ways to define a Chodesh Eim by Sakana. It's very clear. One case says the Mechaber, Neifel Mishkov, you need bed rest, a flu, in the bed, that is Chodesh Eim by Sakana. A second case, there are more, Chodesh Eim by Sakana. Your whole body is weak, your whole body feels it. Before, that's also Chodesh Eim by Sakana. A third case is, a person says she's a Yeledes. In the 7th to 30th, certainly, it's a Chodesh Eim by Sakana. A person says, I'm a cotton. I'm whatever the age of a cotton is, it's a Chodesh Eim by Sakana. And I call Chodesh Eitz Lakur is a Chodesh Eim by Sakana. That means, what is a Chodesh Eim by Sakana? What's together? If you won these five, you're Chodesh Eim by Sakana. Those are the five. Now, what's the halacha? So the halacha is, if it's Yisrael, we had four different sheetahs in Sifud Zayin, four sheetahs. The way we paskin is a person can do a Derabbanon Ayidei Shinoi, a double. It has to be a Derabbanon Ayidei Shinoi. However, if it's not possible to be done a Derabbanon Ayidei Shinoi, only can be done Ayidei Deraisa B'Shinoi, we mentioned, which Shlomo Zalman says, Vada Yeshami Lismach, I'm sure from our Rav, you can even do a Deraisa B'Shinoi. That's Aleph. Beis is also, the Mishmur being down by medicine, he says that medicine has, we say, extra Gzeobium in some medicine, Shaboy. He says if you also cannot do it, a case of a Shinoi on a Derabbanon, even a Derabbanon you can do. We said from the first sheet, you can even do a case of Derabbanon. What can a guy do? A guy do it, can do a Malacha Deraisa. Oh, that's important. Gemara, I can do a Malacha Deraisa. Now, just on this case of Chol Yishush Eim by Sakana, just to ask a question, let's say you have an option. Chol Yishush Eim by Sakana, do a Shinoi with a Derabbanon versus a guy doing a Deraisa. Which one beats out? You have a choice. A Shinoi Derabbanon is two Derabbanons you're doing. A guy is one Derabbanon. Maybe it's better for you to do it over a guy. Well, if I guess, A goy is a drabbanon blessed by maisa. You're doing it. You're doing a maisa. Which one beat that which? So again, we're saying over here are three cases the Paiskim want to be makel by chelush ein by sakana. We're saying by a shindu abanon versus a shindu abanon person can't do it. That case, the maisa it's klor ran. The Ran says, which really is second sheet of the Machaber, it says you should not do it either Yisrael, you should do it either Goy. If you cannot do it either Goy, then you do a Shindu Rabbanon. That's the second sheet. Maisa we don't pass like the second sheet. We pass like the third sheet. Therefore, the Mishnah brings out from the Chayotah, once you pass like the third sheet, you can do a Shinoi with a Rabbanon. You don't have to go get a Goy. Goy's in front of you, let Yisrael go do it. That means that by Chodesh Eim Basakolo, truth is before Shiran. And the way the second sheet is, you should get a Goy over Shindu Rabbanon. That's the second shita. Mishmur Paskin, Mechav Paskin, the third shita. Third sheet is, you do not have to go get a guy. A Shindu Rabbanon is no problem. That negates a Shindu Rabbanon, you can beat out a guy. But negate to Samech of Shlomo Zalman that says do a Shindu Zeraisa, a Vadi is not going to do it. A Vadi can get a guy, you have to get a guy. Shlomo Zalman himself says that. That far won't be Samech upon your choice getting a guy. Or you doing a Shindu Zeraisa, a Vadi goes first. Also, Luchura, you have a choice of getting a guy. Or be samech on doing a rabbanon like the chayotah by medicine. Also, for you have a choice. Only doing a rabbanon the first shita. A vadin chul you get a goy. That means even though by chodesh and by sekana we have three halachos to get to Yisrael. First a shina with a rabbanon. Then we say a shina with a deraisa. And then we say the rabbanon straight off. The first one you do yourself. The next two a vadin you first get a goy. If you can get a goy, that is what be samech on doing a shina deraisa or doing a rabbanon by medicine. Which will lead to enough minutes. We'll get to different cases. The next level, the fourth level, is a mixas chayli. Now, what is a mixas chayli? The person wants to know what he is. So it's very simple. It's something that it's not your whole entire body is gross. A whole entire body is bitsari. It's not weak. It basically, it's a pain in a localized area. If it's not in the localized area, it's a whole entire body. That's chalishayim by sekano. So basically, any headache, average headache, is a pain in a localized area. Any heartburn is a pain in a localized area. That you feel the pain, it's definite pain. That is a mixas chayli. Now by now the Olam Tzom is clearly brought down by the Mishnah on Sif Yizayin. The Mishnah brings it down again on Sif Chav Hey. This is a Locha Mixes Chayli. Now what is a Locha Mixes Chayli? So Mishnah brings down from the Mechaber Sif Yizayin Sif Hey that a Goy can do a Rabbanon. Why? It's Shvos to Shvos Mokon Mixes Chayli. Masha Inkin Yisrael cannot do anything. That means you have a headache, you can't take medicine. You have a headache, you cannot do anything. Not Rabbanon, not Deraisa, not Bashina, nothing. However, a goy can do a drabonon. What does it mean a goy can do a drabonon? For example, you want him to put medicine in the ear. You have an earache, a standard earache, not a powerful earache, but a standard earache. It's a mixes chali. It's definite pain in a localized area. Mixes chali. A goy wants to put inside the ear, no problem. Why? Because it's a drabonon of medicine. Why a drabonon of amir l'akim, shvoshu shvoshu motor? Now on that, you want to tell a goy to go buy from the store. Go tell him to go buy from the store. That's fine. Kingdom mechamantos drabonon. Tell him to go drive to the store, that's the right, so that you can't. Tell him to go walk to the store, and he chooses to drive, that's his own choice. But my friend, go tell him to go buy from the store, throw up on him, go buy the medicine, go put it in the ears, no problem. He chooses to drive, that's his business. This is a mixer, again, a meal and alcohol is drop on him, and the medicine is drop on him. It's the medicine drop on him. No, the zero is something. Get a drop on him. This is mixed color, not a mefesh. No, it's even a mixed. Even a mixed. And even a chalish and basikon will get to. You bet in if a kashya. The Olam knows when a person is a chalish and basikon, a person can't take medicine. Now we're passing on the third sheet, so you have to do a shina with the drabonon. I can take medicine. You take Tylenol, Akamol, whatever it is, aspirin, you're putting it inside your mouth. That's the way of taking it. It's drabonon. Where's your shin drabonon? So even by chalishayim basakon, the kasha, how in the world do you take it? I'll get back to the Sif Lamed Zayin to answer this kasha. But such a stark kasha, the Taz says osur. The Bach says osur. Echlam, they answer it for this reason, because it is a gzera for, and Meister, when Mishra will be mekel, we'll get to why by chalishayim basakon will mekel. But a mekesh, by mixes chalil, a vado ask second medicine. A vado gonna answer. They say it's a shin, which is taking out shayach. If you make a shayach, they wrap it over the paper, whatever it is, Echlam. New machine. But otherwise, do a machine, but we the mice take medicine straight. That's by chalish and by sekhala. Mixes chalil, mice and machmer. So again, by Allah, mixes chalil, a Yisrael cannot do anything. A goyle mice do it, or a bonon, whatever the case the bonon is, why? Shvush is shvush, walk in mixes chalil. The last level is a mechush fa'almo. Mechush fa'almo means someone has slight, you feel something that bothers them a little bit. The bad thing is no big deal, you have dry skin. fine. Maisa, you want to put on cream on the end of Shabbos, even if it's a liquid, you're doing it before on Shabbos, it's awesome. The Maisa, you have a, your throat hurts you a little bit, you know, it's a nuisance, it bothers you. But that's with no definite pain. In that case, it's Mech Shbalman. That's what the Lacha is talking to. A guy can do it. A guy can put cream on the hand either, even though it's a liquid, nothing. That's the definition. Again, a Mechush is, it's there. It can be, you feel a little bit, even nothing. And you want to heal it. That Maisa also is by your soul, by goy, by medicine, everything in Maisa is also. Now, even though we're saying by Mech Shbalman, everything is also, we'll see the rest of the part of the Simon over here, different cases, where since we're going to ask the medicine, there'll be certain cases of medicine, there'll be more to it, we won't have the problem of Tzichas Amonim. For example, we'll get to look at Michael Bream. Medicine will be also left to Michael Bream. For example, let's say you have diarrhea. You want to eat bananas. Bananas, Michael Bream, no problem. You have a sore throat. You want to take candy, no problem. So even though we'll answer everything by Mechush, but there are things that will have the head of medicine will be mutter by Mechush also. Soaking something Erev Shabbos, Shemit Glurin, or taking medicine for 10 days, whatever that term of medicine. But Iker, with the research of Indian medicine, everything is also older. Amon is also older. Rice is also. Medicine is also left to come on to the rest of the other time to get to the Simon. Those are the five levels. Again, everyone should know what the getter is and what the luck comes out of the levels. You said, depends on Goyus, so we're still a few days, whatever. Goyus, not a Goyus, so she knows, she depends on a few days. What like it?
No, not so close.
By Koch Nefesh?
Yeah.
You're still Koch Azor Tan Meshuvah. You're not Paul Azor Tan Meshuvah.
You're
still Azor Tan Meshuvah. If you had to call him 2 hours from now, don't call him that. Who said Rush? Again, the two sheep is in. There's Machabras or Amor. Machlokes, Machlokes, I said Machlokes, Jonah.
What's the
place
of Mitch Bowman?
What? No, because it's healing it. You have something in your hand. Are you healing the skin? It's healing it. It's healing, yeah, not pain, it's healing it. It's healing, yeah, you have dry skin, you want to make it softer. Fine, so I have to go to different cases, go to all the Simon, only right now by Sif Yuchez. Sif Yuchez is talking about doing a cousin's dam and then standing. First, one hour is my Sif. Basic has died in Bukhok Nefesh. Sif Yud died in Kondas Aver. And Chalish Eim Baitakona. Sif Yud Ches, as far as I know the case, is Chalish Eish Baitakona. Of course, out of order. I'm not sure why Sif Yud Ches is here. Should be before Sif Yud Zayin Aleph. It's not even in the Torah Meisosia, so he's not Mechabah's following anybody. So I don't know why exactly, what's he doing over here. But Meisosia, we have this Mechabah over here that's brought down. That by Chalish Zayin Meisosia's Mutter, because Chalish Eish Baitakona. Now, really, this mentioned before by the case by Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Shemamin, really, it's a Mashal, the Sugi had a look at Mon Kof Ketam and Aleph. By the case, is the halacha of making madura for chayla in the dafka by chayo makol dam by lebs and makol dam, or even by kol chaylum by machlokes, ma'aser the machabes lachlor, ma'aser we had come along the mishibura. It says can we make it even by kol chaylum? If you cannot go get a guy, you can go do it al day yisrael. This case by makol dam, no, makol dam has to get a full shape first. By a chaylo, fine, but kol shape is fine. It's in the wrong place. It's the kana, it's misat the kana, the chalishish by the kana. The time I do is the chalishish by the kana, it doesn't belong yet. No, he's not my chayla, he's not my cousin's dam. This is cousin's dam over here, it's not the dam. Morris said the cousin's dam is chalishish, because Morris said the cousin's dam is chalishish by the kana. Now, this is a mishabu over here that says that if you can, the option is what? First, try to go get a goy for shar chalim and go heal it. If you cannot go get a goy, then go get a yisrael. Now, the shalom is this a raya that he paskin, the loch is, again, we have a shalom by chalim sheish by sakono, go get a goy, go get a yisrael. What should you go do? The Taz says, it's not a minig vesikin, yisrael. The Ramah says, let's go get a goy. Over here come along the Meshavu and says, go get a goy. Is it a raya they paskin against the Taz? Before, over here, the chalapapas, it's not a raya, because over here, the maestro machalikas, Ramah for shar chalim, what the loch of shar chalim is. So the chah over here, Lachura, could be the reason why he said over here, go get a goy. It's chosh the Ramah, Mashiach. The Ramah holds Maisa. It's no head to be sold to go do it. Therefore, he said to go get a goy. So over here, Lachura, is not a stira for what he brings down the Taz earlier. The other Mishabuas might be a stira. But this Mishabuah, of course, is not a stira. Now that's Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Ches is crossing in by Chalisha Aim by Sekhona, going back to Chalisha Aim by Sekhona. The Lach is, what about Bishul Akram? You go get a goy to go cook it for you on Shabbos. So being not in the Pashkin portion of the Gemara, you can't do Bishul Akram, and therefore you let it eat on Shabbos. And the question is, that's on Shabbos. What happens to Motzei Shabbos? Yes, we look at cook for you on Shabbos. Is left over from Motzei Shabbos. Two questions. Could a Chayla eat a Motzei Shabbos? And could a Bari eat a Motzei Shabbos? Is there an Itzav a Bari also a Motzei Shabbos? So come along the Ro'ah writes about a Gabayis. He wants to find that the way how Chazal set it up is not pshat that be'etzim is bishul akum on Shabbos and mitzad chilu and mekel. The side is, when he saw cannot do bishul mitzad isser, there's no bishul akum at all. Not that mitzad chilu and not doing bishul akum. Not doing chilu. Since he saw can do bishul on Shabbos, so Chazal never put bishul akum when he saw can do it on Shabbos. Therefore comes out according to the Ro'ah, Motzei Shabbos. The food, there's no bishul akum, there's no gzer over here. Therefore, not only for the chilu is motzei motzei Shabbos, even for the poi is motzei motzei Shabbos. That's the Ramon Yodek of Yikimel Paskins, that's the Shach Paskins, Mogharon Paskins. It's motzei for everybody. The Rashba, Mishmer Shabbayis, quotes Benek Ro'ah, and he disagrees, says what he's talking about. The Chazal said chilu, you have no right to what you're saying. Said chilu, they knocked away the ending of bishul akum. You have a head to be said chilu shemoy. Have when it comes to motzei Shabbos, you have a choice, you still have to go cook it. And therefore, not only for the boys is lost, even the chilu is lost. Why? Because why do it right now? Special lakim, etim is special lakim, which is ahead of the chayil on Shabbos. Mot Shabbos, you're not a chayil. Mot Shabbos, even you are chayil, you have no need to eat it right now. If you have to eat it right now, in Chlamy could be a smotu. You have no need. Go get yourself you go cook for you. What happened on Shabbos? That's my focus. We're all versus Rashba. Is he said there was no special lakim at all, or there is a special lakim with a tchui over here? So again, so we have this Rashba and the Rana Ogzler off, and the Maisa, those who pass on Rashba lechumra, the Taz. Is a Kodesh, the Ha'odim, the Graz, the Golochomro. Now come along the Olam, and the Stiris, like the Kalim on the page. First, the Ikwa, the focus on the Mishnebura, it's not on the Mishnebura. The Mishnebura over here, in Simon Shin Chavches, he says, what's the Locha, what's Shabbos, sign inside the Chayla, sign inside the Bari? He says, the Locha is Yafi Machmer. Why the Ik is Rashba, the Ran, the Taz, and therefore the Ik is Yafi Machmer, which is the whole focus of food, loved after the Kalim. And therefore the Ik says, beside the food, is be awesome, what's the Shabbos, sign for the Chayla, and sign for the Bari, everybody. Atzadi Sheini, the Mishabu and Sin Shin Yudches writes, what's the lock of the food on Shabbos? He says, Mutra, side for the Cholo and side for the Bori. Before she Mishnah Brua, anyone has Mishnah Brua with a number on bottom, sends you to the other one. And the Mice is a serious Mishnah Brua. Why they point out, Ladaka Mishnah Brua, it's a serious going, the going to Yodeku, if Yigimel says also, the lock is, what's the Shabbos? Deku is like the Rajbo. That's going to be Osir, Mashing the going to Shin Yudches says, Iker is Lakulo. They also ask a serious Chai Odom, but Chai Odom is discussing the case of Kalim. Now, Locha, he writes in Chokmas Odom, the Locha is by Kalim, you can remake it even without any Argola. Lashi, in the Chai Odom, he says, you have to do Argola in the Kalim. The Esterius Archa Shulchan, the three Archa Shulchan, if you get three out of it, you got three. He's making one time in Kalim, he's making one time in Kalim, he's making one time in the food. Three different Esterius. Fine, so Maisa, we have Esterius, the Maisa between Mishdrua, Chai Odom, Graz, Chai Odom, Gra, and Archa Shulchan. Now this is stick to one theory, the Mishnah Brewer, how did that come along to answer, which could be answered others also, maybe depends, you have to look in the words. Mice again, we have serious Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer here says to be Machmer, that says, Sai for the boy of Chol is also, and Mashe Engin Shin Yechess, the Mice says it can be Mekel. So first to start off, the Chol Chaim's son is Kasha, and he comes along and answers, that he just know that not everything that's written was written by the same person. There are two Mechabrim over here. I wrote some things, my father wrote things. Therefore, my father wrote one, I wrote the other. Therefore, came out to the stereo, Echan, it is the stereo between the two. And therefore, Echanami, I wrote one and they wrote another. Now, this concept that Chavetz Chaim is saying, the Esther Chazanish's statement, he says, Sheker v'chazav leidit l'oimer. Chas v'shom, don't say such a thing, there's no stereos. Chavetz Chaim over kol mashikos of Mishnah Brua. Not even disagreeing the two mechavim. Better read Mishnah Brua if you know the Mishnah Brua right now. It seems to be the art clear two mechavim. The different styles of two different styles of writing. One's more marif, one's more bekitzer. You see, call it two mechavim over here. But the Maisa say that the Chavetz Chaim is saying that there's a stira over here. That no, Maisa Chavetz Chaim writes kol chibarti as mechaber everything. He didn't write everything. Kizafi everything. He's mechaber everything. He read everything. He makes sure no stira is fam kulan klaisel. This is a this avada is, and therefore the fact that the Chavetz Chaim saying there's a stira over here, the son is saying there's a stira, Maisa to Mechaber Ken Daniel. The Maisa to say that this adds the stira that avada Shekhar Mechazer says Chazanish. Maisa, this concept to say over tell people that two Mechaber over here certainly is not in the midst of the Mepharsim. That's clear. Not only that, we could say it over to Kalei Das, of course, also to Mepharsim. Well, that's clear. This, if you want to know right to that, the Maisa, this Indian that. This Tira, how the Chavetz Chaim's son answers, Maisa, the Nishmas Avraham in the Hebrew, he brings down the Torah. In English, he doesn't write it. It's not there. Because certain Olam can, certain Olam not. One of the Shemir Shabbos, the first print in 1960, he wrote it. Even the second print in 1980, he took it out. Why? Again, because you know the fashion class, all the Seva Shemir Shabbos. First, Menechalam, you can write that. But now, unless he took it out, look at the English form, Simcha Bonner, Banner, they just write Ayin Kitzer, Chavetz Chaim, they write in the Kitzer Tosfos Chaim, they don't want to say what he says. Maisa, if you see this one writer, even those who quote it, they're being very careful that there's not a thing to Mepharsim. That's clear. Bnei Yeshiva, Bnei Torah, fine, how do you say over there? Maisa Archu Mechab over here. But that's clear from the way how the Olam deals with it, how people change their Svarim. Maisa not a bit to Mepharsim, and certainly it's also Mepharsim to Kalei Das. But the statement of Maisa is true, the Maisa Archu Mechab, the fact to answer that is not true. I say, Kosoi, you have a Sibu here, the Chavetz Chaim, Shin Chavkas. So there's different ways of answering it. One way that Chaim can answer, Chaim Kinevsky answers in Shoina Alochas and Amstromach and Shemir Shabbos and others, Chayesh Ledes. They really quote an earlier source, Zichron Yehuda, that before the Chavetz Chaim, he comes along and wants to make a chiluk between a kate of Chalish Yesh by Sekhonov and Chalish Ein by Sekhonov. Chalish Yesh by Sekhonov, my says, not scared to happen, and therefore there won't be an exeo, and therefore it could be everything, therefore we go like the Locha, like the Ra, and therefore look in Simon Shinchov Ches, the Simon Yud Ches is causing a kate of Chalish Yesh by Sekhonov. Therefore, Chalish Yesh Bezekona is not Shkiyach, therefore won't lead to any coolness out of it, and therefore we make by Chalish Yesh Bezekona. Could be also by this Hotshah, even better. Mash Enki, in the case of Simon and Shinchok, has to make Chalish Yesh Bezekona, the Porsche Machabit has Chalish Yesh Bezekona, Mutter, Vishal Akim, that's the case over here. Therefore, if the Chuyo or Kitan as well as more Shkiyach, therefore they want to tie it by that case, then the Ik is going to be the Rashba, and therefore we're going to ask him. What? It depends who's saying over the Tarek. Could be. You have to look in the eyes of the Rosh, we discuss it. It's one way of answering it. Another way of answering it, Rav Shami wants to answer, really depends on what exactly he cooked. Did he cook exactly what's needed, or he cooked more? One time of Shinchav Ches, he cooked more than was needed. Therefore, Dechol, whatever he cooked more, that's Bishal Akhtim. Shinin Ches, he said, cooked whatever was needed. That was Maizel Hotz, that Maizel, that's Motor. A third test of Chaim Kinevsky is a selfish Shana Lachas, wants to give another test. He wants a time that really depends on who did he cook it for. In the case of Shinchav Ches, he might say, cooked for himself. And therefore, then he went off on Chol to eat it. Bishulakim. Shinchov Ches, when he cooked it mamash for the chayla. Therefore, there's a hush over there. One thing, that case will be mortar. Well, there are different ways of answering the kasha, but it's not the idea that the two machabim, yeah. But the meister answered, Avada, there's no steers of Chavetz Chaim. Avada, first of the same chayla, the same volume, 10 steps from earlier, later, Avada, there's no steers, and Avada, you have to answer the steers, but there's no, but Avada, there's a, it should always be worked out, and you should not answer the two machabim in one say, by the Chavetz Chaim. Sivchov is in the putting yayin, toif ayin, or gabo, what halacha is. On this halacha, it says over here, discussing about opening up an eye, you come along the back and tab, bring down a mashal, that says, you let it take water and you have mucus in your eyes, and clean it out and open up your eyes. Why? Because that the mice is not in the floor, it's just something, a maneh that's blocking it, and therefore the mice, you let it open up, take your water, and clean up your eyes, take away the mucus, it's only blocking, not opening up your eyes. Well, based on this, they say, Hudin, and they discuss, how in the world can you blow your nose in Shabbos? Read now. What's that? They're blowing your nose. The Maisa discuss six different Yisurim. The stuff is discussing Issa Mitzah Memachek, based on the Beitam, Mitzah Tchitam, Mitzah Gezer, Mitzah Muxer, Mitzah Refuah, Mitzah Barer. You have six different Yisurim that discuss how can you blow your nose on Shabbos. Fine. You think they're funny, Mamash Gdol HaKronim is discussing it. And not simple, the Terim. But Maisa, we've added to do it. Mitzah Refuah Shabbat, what's that? It's Eid, for Shalacha. Just like keeping your eyes open up, blowing your nose, it's not healing anything. Just taking away the blockage over there. And it's not a blockage, Shabbat, the mice is no baya. Why? Because you're just letting yourself breathe, taking away this blocking yourself. Just like the Mishabuah is makel over here. It's not cleaning out your mucus from your eyes, open your eyes. If you're not blowing your nose, the entire food is no lister. However, what they do discuss based upon this is they have these inhalers, these they call it Vicks. And the question is, can you use Vicks on Shabbos or not? So, our different truths about it. The Be'emoshi wants to be makel. Reb Chaim not discussed it. Tibiki wants to be machmer. Now, it seems like different truvas are discussing, they seem to have different havana of Matthias what happened, and I see Rabban explains why exactly they have a different havana. Is that, first, the question is, what is Vix? Is Vix over here just, it burns it up and cleans it up like a tissue and just take away with the blockage over here, that's all it's doing? Or no, the mice is a healing process inside the Vix also for the future. Is there a refuah inside of it? Is there something coming to kill whatever's making you, giving you a cold or not? Is there something going on over here? Or just know, it's like blowing your nose, just it's done differently. What's going on over here? So Abana writes, the old Vexes, they had nothing inside. That's all it was doing. It was straight, it was just clearing up the passage, and there was no problem. So the new Vexes had medicine inside. So it switched the Matthias around. Therefore, it could be the fact that those who want to be Mekel, the old, that Tina wanted to be Mekel, find the mice is the old Vex. Maisa Chaimel says, if it had medicine inside, he writes, Chaimel writes about Vicks, he writes the word Vicks, even in this day he had Vicks. He writes about Vicks, he says, as far as he knows, it has no medicine inside, but if it has medicine inside, it should be also. So, Banam Chaimel, should be different, but Manenu should be its ulcer. Should be its ulcer, it does have different things inside to heal whatever's going on over there. Next halacha, Sichah Aleph, is in of Sharon Chulurin Be'er Shabbos. Now there are 2 points, Ve'er Megeir, how to apply it. First, we have a Gemara on Daf Kuches and Be'er, Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, Sure, Ode Chulurin Be'er Shabbos, and put upon your eye on Shabbos, and we're not Pleishu. So you can take medicine, this Chulurin, I'm not sure what Chulurin is, you can soak it in the swine, Be'er Shabbos, and then you put it on Shabbos, the Maisa is Smutter, Rashi says, Why? Because all this looks like a Maisa with pizza, and it's not you, there's a heck of going on over here. In fact, the Rishonim, the first Gemara, that if Chesam Nal says not the way, the Gemara says you can put your Kalorin on Erev Shabbos and leave it weird on Shabbos. Sounds like you're not put on Shabbos, before Shur Gemara. So there are 4 ways among the Rishonim, 2 Be'ikla Halacha, 1 way how the Ran, the Rosh, answer the one say, Chilik between the Kalorin is Sol or Av, if it's thick or thin. The case where being Mekel is when it's thin, you'll put it on Shabbos. Mash Enkin, when it's thick, you cannot do it on Shabbos, only Erev Shabbos. That's how the way the Graz, Mishnah Berurah, come from the Mechaber, that's Ikkar Mahalach and one Paskin. If thick is also thin, will be Mutter. Fine, another Mahalach answer, Taisa come along and says, the whole din of putting it on Shabbos only is a Tainun. Mitzad Refuah, that'll be also on Shabbos, only Mutter and Erev Shabbos. The Magavram brings down this Mahalach Taisa, he's choshed it la'alacha. Sounds like this Heter, should Erev McLuhan and Erev Shabbos, this Mechaber, sounds like the Magavram is not happy with it. He wants to be choshed for Taisus and say you will have no Heter Sha'od Makurim on Erev Shabbos. Not like the Mishnah Berurah and Rashi who did not bring down the Magavram. Magavram sounds like he'll go like Taisus, choshed for Taisus. There's a third sheet of Beis Eretz being down from the smag. The smag is the chiluk where they put on top of your eye or in your eye. And the fourth chiluk, as you show them on the page, once Makalik, you put the Kalurim on the top, choshed it on a plaster or not. Fine, those are the last two. But the Ikketu is, again, we have the Rosh and the Ram, whether it's Tol or Ovo, or the chiluk, whether it's Refuah or Tainug. The ik of the Paiskim seem to go a chil between Tol or Ovar, and there's those who go, Magavam is Chodesh Vataisis, that the Maisa for a fool will be Osir. Well, that's the first chat over here. Now, what is the side of the Heter will be being Numas Nafkaminas? Example. We have over here a case that, what is the side of the Heter? Can you either say the side of the Heter is something Be'etim is a derech is a soak, and now you're switching this man of soaking doing Erev Shabbat? Just an example. I assume everyone here knows what Alka-Seltzer is. Alka-Seltzer is, you take a tablet, put inside the water, and it dissolves it. Now, on Shabbos, of course, to do that, there's a bayah, also changes the water, but let's say you want to do Erev Shabbos inside your Coke. When the person sees your Coke, he sees nothing there, the person doesn't see anything there, and also you, when you drink it, fine, you did a heck, you did Erev Shabbos. So it is a case of Shon Erev Meklum Erev Shabbos, Klum Be'etim was there to soak it on Shabbos, and did Erev Shabbos. That means Mamash is the same case with Alka-Seltzer, you did it on Shabbos, put it in soda, Erev Shabbos. Is that the case? But no, if I get Be'etim Kalorin, they never soaked. They never soaked it. And Be'etim, since the fact that you change the way of taking it, that's the Shinoi. Example, Akamol, you take it, you swallow it. You know what? You can be a Ibuprofen, you can take an Erev Shabbos and you put it inside your coke, and the acid will destroy the, not only destroys your teeth, but destroys also your Akamol, and it'll eat it up and out on Shabbos, you won't drink it. Now, the way you took it was different. Not the way, the way you usually take it, you swallow it. Now, the way you're taking it is different. Is that a Heter? The Numas Farm, the Bamosh, Numas Tom, the Chuvah, the Dine Weiss, and others, anytime you want to take medicine on Shabbos, when you mix this chili, when it's also in mixed chili, they give you a simple answer. Take your Akamol, take your Tylenol, and put it in and drink it every Shabbos. It's dissolved in water. Is that the side? No, the side is something derech, doctor, something is derech to dissolve. That's the heter. So Shlomo Miller wrote a Chuvah to Bamosh in the 1960s. They want to tie in the head over here, negate to anything, even to Akamol, because you're taking it different. Come along, Bamosh, Bamosh says, no, that's not the side over here. He said, if that was the story, then even do it on Shabbos. Why dissolve Erev Shabbos? Dissolve it on Shabbos itself. For you, mice, when you drink it, the mice, you did a hecker. Other people see you drinking soda. Why not on Erev Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself? Therefore, one said, the side over here of the hecker is that since the derech is always to soak it, kilurin, and you did an Erev Shabbos, that's, even though Be'etim soaking should be mutter on Shabbos, the fact, because there's no SOV, but you see that Mitzahra fool be also, the fact that he did the Erev Shabbos, that's being megala to me, that the Maisa, that I cannot do the Maisa Refuah on Shabbos. So there's not some doing a hecker ba'almo. The hecker is negated that the way I'm doing it, even though I should do it on Shabbos, the fact I can't do it on Shabbos shows me I can't take medicine on Shabbos. So the hecker negates the way of taking it. Otherwise, it says, Achmal Avadi, you can't. That's one story it says. The thing that's much is also be done. So, more Mustafa says, even a little more, he says, Be'etim, the Yisrael, why is it mutter? Because since you took, it's since usually take on Shabbos by dissolving it. And you do the Erev Shabbos, and if you start taking the Erev Shabbos, I'll take medicine Erev Shabbos. That's just two ways of saying the side over here, the enter. The Ifa Moshe comes out, his maskon is, you cannot take all medicines, it cannot dissolve Erev Shabbos, you can't. Akmo, Kalmo, all this, you cannot do Erev Shabbos. That's a Shito. So all those who want to chosh that way, I'm the Ashkelos, you know, things will be Ashkelos chosh that way. They go, you cannot do it. This had to show Aaron McLuhan. It's not for one specific case. If it's Derek was to soak on Shabbos, and you do the Erev Shabbos. Atzal Hasheni, again, the Bemoisha, the Bessin is clear not the way. The Daniel Weston Chum is clear not the way. Shlomo Zalman is clear not the way. Not only that, the Issa, Shlomo Zalman and Moisha, says, no, being a Mephosh right, there's a Shalom against it, and Meiri against it. It says, no, Bemoisha is not Mestavra, it's incorrect. Because the Shalom is against it, numerous places can go for Kaifa, all that sad. And then what I know, things that are not the Derek, that's what's mutter to do it on Erev Shabbos. But now the Shabbos Mama Shakert now, let's say you go enough to Mekila Mishlom Zalman. He says that what Tylenol can put in your soul on Erev Shabbos. What about Alka-Seltzer can do the Erev Shabbos? Mm-hmm. It's like because he's saying the whole entire you're saying now is what? Is that you're doing a Shina, the way of doing it, of not when to do it, but how to do it, not when, but how. Alka-Seltzer, you're doing it, the when, not the how. Therefore, is he going to be Machmer in such a case? Fakir can be Machmer. So the Maestro is the other way around. The Maestro is in Forsh Chaim, no, it's Mekel, Shlomo Zalman, Shmei Shabbos, Choshe Lachmer. He took it, Fakert. Mamash Fakert from Moshe. Moshe wants to say, Alka-Seltzer is Mutter, and Talon is Alter. Shmei Shabbos is Fakert. Alka-Seltzer will be Alter, and Talon will be Mutter. Shlomo Zalman sounds like he wants to be Machmer. Then in Meluim, what maybe it was Choshe, not Klosh, it's Chak. Not Klosh, the difference from Mignam is Shlomo Zalman on both sides. So really, if you look at him, he's really not Klosh exactly what he himself holds in the case when it's a Derech. So it comes out this heter, Sha'onu Meklum Be'er Shabbos, if you go like Debesina Dain Weiss, it's very simple. You want to take any medicine on Shabbos, just put it in the drink Erev Shabbos. Most of those who want to argue, who are taking Alka-Seltzer Erev Shabbos when you can drink, you know it's going to happen on Shabbos, who are, again, a Moshe Avadis Motor, who are from Adam is Masopik, fine, so ain't a Moshe Avadis, Meister could be your maker, but the other way around, take your Talmud, do an Erev Shabbos, come with something up on Lekulo, Meister had a Strex Vekul Akumro. We start off, the Magabam holds no, this whole halakh doesn't even start off at all. The Magabam is Choshe V'Tosh V'Shito. The Shon Aron McLuhan is only more to be said as it's not be said before. So you have to know first of all, we start off, the Magabam says the whole thing doesn't start off. The Oidim, Moshe says, putting medicine in your drink, the Maestro, he himself says Otter, unless it's Alka-Seltzer. Therefore, you have a Sex Cycle of Chumah, the Maestro is very strong, seems to go like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So I'm not exactly sure what to do if you want to take your medicine and put it in your drink every Shabbos. They will do one, hope up, and tire it with a sniff. Yishlayim. There is another case to discuss about putting food together, one mixed in with another, on Shabbos. Now there is the Mishpei Tzedek, Sardis, you know, years ago, they want to make or putting Eichel inside Eichel. Most of the Poskim say the Ism was cashed upon him, they want to be Machmur. However, the Ism of Forsha Shittim Kubetis and Brochus and Lamaset, they point out there is one case that to be Mekel. That if you have two Michael Bream and want to mix it together, let's say, for example, take ketchup and chocolate and you mix it together. No one does that as far as I know. The mice are two Michael Bream. Mice, you put it together, the only one who will eat it is a Chayla. There's a Shittim Kubetis says, if you take two Michael Bream and you mix it together, on Shabbos, the mice is Mutter. That's Mutter. Fine, but otherwise, Chutzmiz and the Maestro cannot take mess and mix them together on Shabbos, only Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, what? Yain with?
Shabbos.
Al's what? Al's what? Al's what? Maestro Shah, are you Paskin?
Well,
Shabbos had a Maestro. I have to think that. Fine, next halacha is Sifcha Beis, is a halacha of Mavir Glidim Amaka, take over a scab on Shabbos. Now it's a very strange halacha. We force Gemara, Dafin Gimel and Beis. We force halacha Machaber. You have to take over a scab on Shabbos. Now anyone learns the Lam Tetz halachas. One of them is called Geizes. Geizes is you cannot take off skin on Shabbos. That means the example: you have a sunburn, skin is peeling, you can't. You have dry skin, you can't. You have skin cuticles, you can't rip it off. You have any of these cases, the might say you have a dandruff, the person going to take the noise of a half, where you can't take it off. Might say didn't have Geizes on Shabbos. So come over here, you have a scab, you have to take it off. What happened to Geizes? What happened to Malach of the rest of Geizes over here? Elamai, we're certainly not talking about the rice. Talking about the abundance, it's yovish and dry. Therefore, by dry skin, the person by a bellus, the Simon Shemem says a dry scab, or dry wart, the mice of Adila take off from inside the rice, the abundance is still his ulcer. So why the mice is a mut over here? I look for you have a bayam, it's not goizes. So the Bachacha, the Ishmael is Kasha, he says a chiddish, the Chodeshani says the same. So the one kind of by a bellus, the skin is betim, is a part of you that's coming off from you. Betim is part of you. Masha Enkin, you want to say a scab, it's davachitani purely. It's certainly a totally outside factor that's coming that came by itself on you, but it's a totally outside factor of your body. Therefore, not nichol get of goizes. Siman gets chiddush. The chapter in another place himself is a kasha upon him in the chutz together. Should be a pamo tailish. It's an awesome chiddush. The way how the Shmir Shabbos being Zam Chaim not to answer, he wants Taina, since it's going to end up falling off by itself, therefore it's also Nichol Geder, commanded where he fell off already, even that Nichol Geder, it's also the Kash Geder, I'm not trying to answer. The Maisa, the way her banner ends off, when he brings down the Talofa, he brings down a Vosner and others, that when the first day of a Bayah take it off, even when I say it's true, like take off its scab, the area around the scab is certainly your skin, that's certainly the Geder. So if you take up just the scab itself, that's dry mamish, the Seder. But you start taking a drop more, mashu more, then it's only Oyv and Isser. It's only Oyv and Isser. That's one bayah. Well, you take off the scab, you make stuff bleed, you're also Oyv and Isser. Therefore, Bana says, therefore, left and top, it's also, you know what, even though it's Mechav says mutter, but there's no real way of doing it correctly, usually, but there are clouds, because you get the skin either around, or with that dam. Therefore, I left it being also, but Iker. Agam, again, it's a lot of mutter. This question, you have to make sure you do it correctly, and the question, what would happen to our guys in Shavuot? Next halacha is Sifchav Gimel, Chadal, Chavei, Chavov, Chazayin. There's one main yisayid discussing over here, the Inyan Mitzad Shmira. Come look over here, you want to put a band at the top of you, it says in Machaber, it says that you have a band, you have a cut, it was bleeding, it stopped bleeding, that you don't want to get scratched, you want to put a band in the top. Machaber says Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Shmira Ba'almon. The heads are called Shmira. That means to heal yourself as officer. To make sure nothing affects it before Shem Chaba, based upon the Gemara, that Shmira Lamais is Mutter. What's the Yisrael of the Shmira? Come on, the Mishnah Gemara, and he says, the Kon Tei Vav, because the whole entire reason why it's also a person's Bohol, over here Lamais is, ain't a Bohol Kol Kach, action is wrapped, it's healed already, you're doing a Shmira, and since you're not Bohol Kol Kach, the whole entire Yisrael of medicine and Shabbos is why Xer Shpika Zamon, because you're Bohol, you're not Bohol, therefore they have to be inside Shmira's Shabbat. Example, the way it's when Bonham brings it down, he said, let's say you have a sore throat. You healed it. Now come Shabbos, you don't get a sore throat again. You want to take medicine? Fine, no problem. Now take medicine, make sure. You want to take a cola or a candy that was for medicine purely. He said, the mice is not a bayah. Why? Because the mice is purely for shmir, it's no problem. Fine, so the mice is shmir, is more to abandon is more to. Now the question is, how far do you take this yisoid of a shmir that'll be more to? I'll give different cases, four cases. One case is, let's say you have something that the sickness is inside of you, except it's dormant, and you want to make sure it doesn't reawake itself. For example, you take a person who has strep A, chalish aim by sakono. The lochus can take medicine the first, second, third day, yeah, chalish aim by sakono, allowed to take medicine, no problem. You'll take the 8th, 9th, and 10th day. Then the maestro, why are you taking it for? Why? To make sure you don't get it. You won't get back again. Maestro, what you have to take the 8th, 9th, and 10th day? You're not chalish aim by sakono. You're not even mixed up. You maybe you may chush, maybe. What you have to take your medicine? There are different sforas. One sfora have to get back at a different time. Those who want time, basically take 10 days, you'll have to take 10 days. Once you start, you'll have to continue. Come along another sfora, come along the Shmir Shabbos, you want to time, you know why? Because what are you doing, you're taking the 8th, 9th, and 10th day? The way they say over, by strep, is that the germs inside of you, it's dormant, it's sleeping. It can reawake itself a week later, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month later, but still there. You're doing it, why? To kill it, to make sure it does not reawaken. That's Shmir Ba'al, you're not bold right now. Again, already not bold, half the people forget to take it 8th, 9th, and 10th day. So you're not bold. So the first and second day, you don't forget. The next couple of days, might you do forget. So he said, he's taking a step furthermore. Right, Pashas. Shulchanar said, Shmir is what? Is only for protecting you, should not be affected. He came along and said, a bigger Chiddush Shmir Sham, it's not only that, Shmir being a gay, even when you have it inside of you, killing the germs, the gay for the future. Awesome Chiddush. Atala Shani, the Benyamin Zilber, and the Shevkosi, they disagree. Shevkosi's case says, let's say a person who does not want to take aspirin, make sure, they say it's a blood thinner, it helps the heart for the future. Of course, only Shmir, make sure you don't have any heart attacks. So he wants to know if you take a mitzad in the Shmir. He says, no, that won't have any answer. Why? Because the Maisa, you have a baya right now, you want to heal it right now. No, Mazzola also says the same. You say, the Maisa, you have a problem inside of you right now, you're trying to heal. For the one that there's no heter. There's a Shela, how far do you take the heter of Shmir? One case. The second case, mice when you have a cut upon you, so one thing they do, they put the iodine on top of it. They call it in Hebrew yud. They put the iodine. The shell is allowed to take it on Shabbos or not. Why? Because first of all, it stops the blood from coming out. Also, if you have bacteria upon you, that bacteria can get infected from another area. So what do you do? You're putting on this yud to kill the bacteria. So how do you look at it? Is it shmira from not to get affected? Or is the mice, or is it killing the bacteria? The way of the Gortan Shmir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman, he says, Nichol is words are Kiratir Shmishmeris. Mamash Chiddush Otzim. Shmir here is Mamash not to get affected by being scratched. Here you have the bacteria, we have killing the bacteria. There's also Nichol Negev Shmir. Why, even though it's right here, but the Maisa, you don't want something to affect it, that's an outside factor, that's definitely get of Shmiro. After Hashani, the Ashim disagrees, and the Zimbabwe disagrees, they say, if I get the Maisa, you have a sickness over here, coming to kill the bacteria. The bacteria, but Etim, is a bio over here right now. The bacteria is the thing you're killing. Okay, Mustafa, I hear both sides. Fine. Another case of this cause. Also, what about taking, you have a heartburn. That, a person with a heartburn is a case in which the chayla cannot take medicine on Shabbos. But let's say, before you eat, you know when you eat your cholin, you get heartburn. Can you take the four kodon makla? For example, you want to take Thomas. You know you get heartburn after you eat the cholin, an hour later. Can you take it? The best thing, there are three times you can take Thomas. You can take it before you eat, and you're not going to eat your food, you're going to get heartburn. There's one after you eat before the sickness came to you. There's one after the sickness came. Three different times of taking it. So for after you already have a heartburn, most people don't make this highly, before you can't take any medicine. Thomas will be also. Mike, before you eat, those one time, no, it would be in the safe one time, that's Shmira Ba'alma. You have no sickness inside of you at all. There's nothing there. You plan to put the sickness inside of you and you're getting rid of it before it comes. So you want to tie it, that's Chora, it's also a Chiddush. Fine. But my, he says a Chiddush, you want to kill it before, because before Kodom Makla, you want to say Nifle Gedo Shmiro. What about after you eat it? He wants to be Mekro Rabbi Yetzir. So I know what happens after you eat it, before you got the sickness. Is that also Shmiro or not? This Meshabbos also, he's Mesubik Mikanakan, it's Rav Ozan about it, I'm not sure what Rav Ozan answered him. But my, he also, he has two sides to look at it. There's also a Shaila, how far do you take this in the Shmiro? A fourth case in Gedish, again, the clear Shmiro is more to question what, how far to take this Indian. A fourth case in Gedish Shmiro is when a fast comes out, let's say Moshe Shabbos comes out Tisha B'Av. So people have something called Kali Tzayim, they want to take Erev before the Tzayim. So the question that comes out every couple of years, can you take the Kali Tzayim on Shabbos? They discuss two Yisurim, one mitzad Achono, is Yisur mitzad Achono Shaboy, one mitzad Rufo, Achono leap to Achono. Is there an Issa mitzad Rufo Shabbat taking on Shabbos? What's Kalei Tzayim? It's to make sure the person has easier time fasting, the get mitzad Rufo. To come along, Rav Tzadkin says, no it's mutter, Shmir Ba'almo. That's all you're doing. It's Shmir Ba'almo. It's Nechon Nehetcher. The mice is going to be affected later on. It's like before Kodal Ma'chon, if he wants to be Mekel. Now, Shani the Issa Mechon Kineski, Shele Shav, the mice is Machmer. And the way how Rav Boss is brought down, and how the signs who advertise themselves is all exactly to do, the ones who sell it, the being now Avos is Psak, and also B'yashu is brought down on Erev Shabbos, they pask in that what you should do is put it inside your drink on Erev Shabbos, or even on Shabbos, if you get to do it on Erev Shabbos, because Avos is not on B'yashu. And they say, the Maaseh, you have a head taken on Shabbos, and they say, it sounds like the Chishib Iker should be Osir, or Avos over here went to Mishra Odom Klum Ben Erev Shabbos, he said, it comes along and said, put in your drink Erev Shabbos, and the Maaseh, things that would have, they sell these little droplets, Maaseh put in your soda Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos drinking it won't be a problem. What? Hunger is, let's say, is mechazik mazgay. That's your shaila. Nichol is mechazik mazgay. We didn't get to Mogabam yet. So that's your shaila. Meister, it sounds like it is mechazik mazgay. It's helping out your nutrients. But the meister, the question is, you have a head. It's not shmir enough. Or Falk says, yeah. I do not know why the meister, they don't hold B'yashim. Why is it not nifl get a shmir? This is why I hear shtak, why is it get a shmir? Unless you want to say, because... Yes, Lord, you can ask two sides back, Vicar. Yeah. It's not a chazik now, it's a chazik for later, it's a shmir for later. So, I might say, hit two sides. Again, I hit two sides. Again, the case you're going to putting on a band-aid, why from the game scratch? So, my however, they get to these cases of Thomas or taking the Kali Tzayim, or these cases are Ayodine, Machal, the place game. The Shikha asked the question, how far do you look at these sides over here, Mitzat Shmir? Now, just getting late, so let's discuss one last important aspect is. We see this in over here in the gear to putting on the creams on Shabbos. We have this over here mitzad. Shmearing on Shabbos. Now, to stick to one specific case, a kid has a rash on Shabbos. What exactly do we pile? It happens to everybody, or Bez Hashem will be the kid to everybody. So what to do when a kid has, not the rash of the kid, but the kid having kids. So fine. So the... So tell us, how exactly do you do when a kid has a rash? What's halacha? The first, the facts are, there are three different levels in getting to machek. What is something machek? Something that's very thick, that's deraisa. Something that's thinner than that is rabbonon. Something that's liquid is mortar. Now what is very thick? The way how it's brought down to different swarm, they say desitin is maisa deraisa. That's a rabbonon, you know, others bring down from Rabbanim means I'm destined to Deraisa. Both are Deraisa if you smear it on. True, we'll get to them on the point. The thickness is Deraisa. Let's say anything less than Desitin, anything less than that is Derabbanim. And this liquid is going to be mutter. Now we always have to go with two things, Mitzah Machik. Now it's been the other Baya, Mitzah Rufua. There's always two problems. You have to worry about Mitzah Machik. Example, we still be putting the plaster back on. Says the Mishavua, Mitzah Skikasam on them, we don't have to worry about wiping on the Erev Shabbos. Mitzah Machik, we have another Baya. So you always have to worry about two things. Mitzah Skikasam on them, Rufua, Mitzah Machik. Now the Mishavua says, what exactly to do? So first, let's say a kid, he has a just dry skin, partial dry skin. I love to put on any of these things, whether it's thick, thin, or it's a liquid substance, you pour on any of these lotions, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. For a kid who has dry skin, is not a chalishayim by sekonel, it's a mamash mechash ba'almos, a portion of mechash. Mitzah mechash, even though it's been machach, there's no isser, mitzah refuah, there's an isser. Therefore, I'm just going to go how the bottom sets it up. He says very clearly, if it's dry skin on the kid, you cannot put on anything. Zero. Again, not mitzah machach, why? Mitzah refuah. Also. What are you doing it for? Is it coming to heal the dry skin? It's your fault.
That was my experience.
If it's my fault, it depends what you do. If it's my fault, we're excited. But the oils they're putting on are usually is mitzad. The oil that you're putting on usually because you have dry skin. That mice can't do mitzad before. That's out. Fine. Sorry? If it just dry skin is not. No, we'll get to when it is. A regular rash, even by me and you, won't be, but it will be. But dry skin is not. That's partial. He doesn't even sense it. You sense it. He doesn't sense it. That's something. But however, he does say, Simba Bonnie has an interesting time. He says, Maitre says over here, what you went off, he says, you can put it outside the muck and it'll drip in. He says, you can put the oil in the other areas, and it'll drip onto the kid, no problem. That's the fortune of Mechavah by us. Mechavah says, again, you put a chutzlamaka, shayse v'yorit. So if he has dry skin, he says, what you can do, you cannot put it on the place that's before. Put it on other areas. Makes it feel good and it'll drip in. Besider. Chabas motor. But that's when it's stam dry skin. Let's say stam he has a diaper rash. It's red, droplets over there. So that comes along the place, you can say the chalashayim b'sakana. Why? We already know. This is your zayin. Stam, tzarecha chalish, chalashayim b'sakana. That's halacha. Now the chalashayim b'sakana, what's the halacha be? The halacha should be you have to do a shinoi with a drabonim. We pass him. Halacha is you have to do a drabonim b'shinoi. So therefore, if so, we have to always do two things. So the way I'm simple bottom how he sets it up, he says first, if it's, you know he can have rash on Shabbos, he says first thing it's not going to involve his assume doing it on Shabbos or doing mamatic on Shabbos. He says put on the diaper before Shabbos, smear it on, and then when the kid come to change him, put the diaper on the kid, and the mice will be no problem. That's his first HTV starts off with. But let's say you can't either happen on Shabbos, or you forgot, or doesn't seem to do it that way. Then the mice says, what exactly should you do? So he says first thing he says, best what to use, he says first use something that's liquid. When you're liquid, you do not deal with the mafik, only deal with four on Shabbos. Left with the four, you do a shino, you do a shino under Rabbanon. Now, if you cannot do the shino Rabbanon, Mishabura says you can do it straight up. By medicine, Mishabura says you can do a shino Rabbanon, do a Rabbanon. Now this is the Rabbanon of medicine, of Shabbos. So again, the first thing you should try to do with a liquid form. Then the mice, if you can't do it with liquid form, he says do it something that's a substance, but not thick like that, and less than that. You better do it that way. It says again, you should do it also to Drabbanon, so the shinoi. You should try to do it in a way of putting on the shinoi, Drabbanon with the shinoi. Well, that's the first level. Next thing is, let's say you cannot do it that way, only have destin in the house. So what should you do in that case? So first, by destin, the two destins, there's a jar and there's a tube. The gate of the jar, take it out, you always do a mamachik. There's a bayah over there. So the mice, you have to take it out the shinoi. Mice, if you have the tube, they bring down the transition, all they say is squeezing it out, it doesn't give any tour to it, it's not negate to mafik when you squeeze it out. No mafik over there, there's no bayah. So again, by a jar, they take out the shinoi. Masha Enkain, by the tube, all you can do is squeeze it out straight. Now, if you do it without mafik, take care of the problem. Now, the question is exactly how do you put it on? So, first, you can put it on either on the kid or on the diaper, either one, so it's some kobanim. Now, l'chura, to put it on the kid, l'chura, to do with a stick on the kid, l'chura, it's a shinui, and l'chura, dabbing on the shinui, on the case of the rabbanim, you're not smearing it, only putting it on, it'll be a fool with the shinui. Maestro, if you use a tube, what exactly do you do in that case? So, come on, some kobanim, he writes, take the tube and just dab it on the place without smearing it. Smearing it, you have a bayah, because you're doing a blocha deraisa. Dabbing on is a fool with the rabbanim. Now he left it just dabbing it on, placing it on. The problem is, the Chor Nia Shino with the Rabbanon, it doesn't say anything about Shino over here. He left it blank. So the only thing I think, so the way how Rabbana, when he writes it, he says, what do you do? He says, how do you do b'shinoi? How do you put it on a tube b'shinoi? You do it with your foot, step on the tube, and you go to your foot. Now, how do you do b'shinoi? So bring down the chaznish, which grabbed the simple bones, come to the Shemir Shabbos, which is also, it says in the Oris, at top I said, put it on straight. What happened to b'shinoi? Echanami, you have to do a b'shinoi. The Oris, he said, do a b'shinoi. He said, how do you do b'shinoi? He brings down the chaznish and says, you do it further away, and it drops down upon it, that's b'shinoi. Dropping down, usually what you do, you dab it straight on. That's a sheen, that's straight. You make it drop down, that'll be a case of a sheen, which is not too easy by destiny. It doesn't really drop. So the shadow is, why did the simple bottom leave it out? I think the reason why I left it out, because we already said that Allah is by medicine, if you cannot do a sheen, a bottom, but she's moving down the chayodom, instead of being slamming upon the chayodom, and first she did do a bottom straight. So except destiny, as far as I know, the Matthias doesn't really drop down. Therefore, he says, dab it, and drop bottom, not shmearing it, just putting on, drop bottom before on Shabbos, you slamming on the chayodom, you slamming back of the first sheet, doing it straight. No, usually what you do is you put on as far as then you shmear around.
Take it out
of
two
balls. Depends, both are the derbs. Depends if you. If, either one's a derb. So as far as I see, it's not a shinoi. And the reason why, again, the simple bottom says, for it's straight dabbing without shmearing it. I think you're serving on the chayodom. The Maaseh Shmir Shabbos says not to be serving on chayodom, try to do a b'shinoi. If you find a way of doing a shinoi, do a b'shinoi. Again, the Rabbana says you do a b'shinoi. So I'm leaving it blank. What to do with Hadassin that dabbing helps not. You should try to do a b'shino if you can.
Is a shino telling each person you normally
know? No, shino knows, no.
Normally
you should smear it on. Maisi, let's say the kid has to be smeared on. Then what do you do on Shabbos? They're talking about the rice over here. And he says, you know what? If you send it back with some Zalman, body you should do a shino the rice. Take a card or take any piece of wood and smear it on b'shino. And if I'm doing the left, then do the back of it and do a b'shino. And do a b'shinoi, and even though it's a case of the raiso. So again, well, the best thing is to do first of all, dry skin the kid, do anything unless it's drifting. If it's a real rash, try to do it on Shabbos, and not try to do it with liquids, and not do a bun, and not that. Then in the case of the raiso, with dabbing it on b'shinoi v'shayach, not shayach, then you do it straight. And after that, you can even do a shinoi the raiso. Why? If you have to shmear it on, but next time we'll continue from the Sif Chalchet and the Ilum Shulun Shul Sif Lamed.